And the first night they came over, I was on fire watching duty at my father's place. He said to me, do you want to earn, because you got paid for it, do you want to earn a few bob or whatever? So I said, yeah. He said, would you come fire watching if you like, we want fire watchers. So I said, all right. So every time he was on fire watching duty, I used to go on fire watching duty with him. And we were on duty the first night that the little bugs came over. And the first one came and it sounded just like a motorbike that had its engine cut, you see. And then there was a big bang. We thought, oh my God, there's been a dreadful accident somewhere. We thought it was a motorbike had an accident. And then there was another one, and then there was another one. And on duty with me and my father, and there was several of us, but there was a very pregnant lady. She was doing fire-watching duty. So he said to me, you two better get under the ballroom table and stay there. But not a good we would have been. And then when I came home, it was out at Beddington, which was quite a long way from home and where I worked. The air raid was still on, and I was cycling across Mitcham Common, all the flak falling down, wearing my tin hat. So, yeah. Is it just, you know, just one of those things? And then